Some people think they're God.
N-I-L.
You're going to see more transfers, more mistakes made in recruiting.
Big Chris Drew.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
Chris Drew, Daddy.
Let them be commit 100 times.
Texas A&M bought their players.
We bought every player on this group. When people show you who they are, believe it.
All the NIL did was made it legal for student athletes to get paid. Because this has been going on for the longest time. And then the really big school came in and built a damn house around the microwave and refrigerator.
They did.
A baseball card.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Coach Saban, Texas A&M, every guy they got. So you mean to tell me the man that signed more 5-4 and 5-star recruits than everybody went there because they love Alabama?
Oh, man, we're back at it. It's Chris Drew and Zeke, the recruiting corner, Chris's corner. What's going on, brother?
Hey, good, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. You know, these recruiting episodes are real wild because they're always so fluid because we're talking about the, you know, the decisions of 16 and 17-year-old young men as they, you know, maneuver around what school they want to go to, the millions of dollars that come with it. And there's been a lot of drama in the last like, couple weeks. You know, kudos to the people that do the crystal balls because they change all the time. And especially with the one David Hicks, man. But I want to start with that before we get into Ohio State. David Hicks. 5-star defensive lineman, 6'4", 270. He's an interior lineman, I think. Maybe he could end up bouncing outside. Definitely a strong side guy. 5-star. He told the Oklahoma staff and the A&M staff yesterday that he was going to Oklahoma, went to commit today, and guess where he's not going? To Oklahoma. It's a mess, man. Fan base is in shambles. And to me, that is the shock of this recruiting cycle.
Yeah. So he was – the crystal balls were flowing in. It was really weird because he canceled a visit, then he showed up for the visit, and then he moved his commitment date up. And, you know, I didn't really follow it too closely just because once he took us out.
Involved,
right? Yeah, once we were out of it, I didn't get into it. But, yeah, that was a wild one. I mean, I've never seen fan base in shambles so bad. This it kind of reminded me when Travis Hunter went to Jackson State.
Yeah, that was –
FSU, that's how FSU fans acted. So this is – this is a little bit of a repeat.
No, this is wild. And he was the top guy on their board. Like, he was the number one player on their board. And it's crazy because, like, now Texas A&M has a whole bunch of defensive linemen that all are, like, borderline fringe interior linemen. Like, they're all that same kind of, like
– yeah.
Except for Shamar, they're all tackles.
Well, Shamar's playing tackle.
They kicked him in. Gee whiz.
Yeah, he's, like,
you're right.
285 now. I mean, he's a big kid. Mm-hmm. So they kicked him in. I just don't see there's going to be transfers.
Yeah, December 5th. Get your credit cards ready because there's going to be some good defensive linemen in the portal.
Yeah, we're calling whatever foundation we want for Ohio State. We need that checkbook open.
The Texas A&M leftover foundation. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Man, but I want to circle back to Ohio State. Dog, what do you get? So I want to start with the defensive line, then we'll kind of go from there. Obviously, the defensive line has kind of been on the forefront, a lot of drama. It's been the three horsemen, Damon Wilson, Mateo, and Keon Keeley. It's been a really fluid situation. At one point, I thought we were kind of tied for second with Bama. Right now, I don't know what you have. I have us in third place. He's not coming to Ohio State, so the Keon Keeley, to me, is sailed.
Yeah, Keon Keeley, we're completely out. We did that first show and we're like, you know, we're running third. Then we get this back-to-back visits and we just don't close. I get a lot of hate for this. I think I keep saying this over and over again. I feel like Larry's a little past his prime on the recruiting trail.
Right. And that's fair to say. Like how many misses is he going to get before we start questioning like his ability to recruit at the same level? Because I know his resume is exceptional. I know he's a really great developer. He's considered the GOAT. But Father Time is undefeated in playing and in coaching.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that was that's a major miss. Keon Keeley is the best defensive lineman in this recruiting class. It's not even close. So, I was it bothers me a little bit, but, you know, we are still in really good play for the other two 5-stars. Mm-hmm. So, I still have Mateo in. I know Oregon is right on our ass for that one, too. And then Damon Wilson, I have Damon Wilson in still with Georgia. you know, on our ass on that one as well. So,
yeah, well, let's talk about dominoes with Damian Wilson, because we thought the big challenger for them was Georgia. And obviously, like, it's no secret the bags are always involved. They're now legally involved. That's a big part of it. We also know Georgia's a good place to develop defensive linemen. Like, they're going to have first rounders like they do every single year. So Georgia was the worry for Damian Wilson, but it looks like they're going to get someone else. So that may bode well for us, right?
Yeah. So let me go. I want to make one more quick statement on you mentioned the bag, right? It's really interesting because we threw a bag at Keon Keeley. Florida threw the biggest bag at Keon Keeley, you know, talking to some of the sources I have on that one. And he picked Bama at the end of the day, the smallest bag.
Yeah. Not officially. Did he commit officially?
No, but you can write that up.
Yeah.
If I'm a beat writer. Yeah, if I'm a beat writer for Alabama, I'm writing that commitment article.
That's the Zeke crystal ball. That's the Zeke locker combination.
We're back at it. So that's another one. But there was a kid that I saw crystal ball. I there's a couple guys you follow, like 247. I think this still does a really good job. It was Steve Wolfong, Rusty Manziel. You know, there's some of those guys that do a really good job in those situations. Rusty today posted another crystal ball for Samuel McPemba. I think I'm pronouncing that last name wrong, but 6'3", 240 edge player. And that is the same position him and Damian Wilson would be playing. So, you know, Damian Wilson, I feel like, just lost his spot to McPemba.
And there was a time there where he was trending towards LSU.
Yep. And he's taking a Missouri visit, which is really kind of funny because he's taking a Missouri visit, Mpemba is, when they play Georgia. So it's another visit for Georgia. So Rusty was probably like, yeah, we're going to beat them too. So might as well put in that crystal ball and not stress. So that's why we still have 2 5-star DNs for Ohio State's recruiting class.
They think we're going to get. So, I know Wilson kind of pushed back a little bit. I am curious to see if Samuel commits, if we do see a sooner commitment from Damon, who is one of the more unique pass rushers we'll get, because he's not your traditional, like, 6'5", 6'6", hand on the ground kind of guy. He is more twitchy, a little bit smaller, but still 5-star all everything, kind of what you want. And then Mateo, I don't think Mateo's going to commit anytime soon. Zeke, I don't know what you have on it, but I have us running first. I have USC second, Oregon third. I don't know where you're at with that.
I'm a little different. I have Ohio State one. I have him committing on early National Signing Day. So I have us one, Oregon two, USC three. So we're pretty close, you know, at the end of the day. Like, those are his top three.
I do know that there's a little bit of distrust between the family and USC. Not sure if they like everything that USC has to offer, if they believe all the USC stuff. So that's something to keep an eye on. So the Oregon thing does not surprise me at all. Do you have any information? How did the visits go this weekend? Obviously, we just talked about for the Wisconsin weekend. Obviously, we just talked about how Keeley, you know, the visit maybe wasn't ideal. We didn't land on him. Weren't able to close. But for the other guys, you know how it went?
Yeah, it went really well. I talked to Caden McDonald a little bit, and he's not very much of a talker, but overall, it seems like he liked it. It seems like all the guys liked it. Brandon Ennis liked it. So, you know, Bryson Rogers, he was, you know, hyped. Carnell Tate was there. He was really hyped. So it seemed like everything went really, really well. They played really – at the end of the day, you showed it on the field. That's all you ask for. So overall, it went really well. And then Larry just – I feel like it was on Larry that he didn't close. And Ryan Day. You got to put that on Ryan Day too. He's the best player when he showed up on campus. You got to give him all the love that you can. So all the guys – all the guys there, it went really well outside of the
Keon Larry. They just sometimes just don't vibe, don't mesh, and there's some outside factors and some ifs and whens and so and so's and this and that. So there'll be a rumor mill with that kind of at some point. Zeke, I do want to say additionally, like, for those receivers, Jeremiah Smith is on campus, JoJo Trader was on campus, the Florida boys were all there. It's awesome because Miami is kind of the threat 1A for Jeremiah Smith and JoJo Trader.
Yeah.
To have them at the Wisconsin game, where our wide receivers and our passing attack and our offense look so good, this same day as Miami and Josh Gattis, the speed and space meltdown against Middle Tennessee State, I feel really, really confident about not just being able to land Jeremiah Smith, but I talked to a coach down there that kind of referenced the fact that with this loss and with the direction with Gaddis down there, do not be surprised to see a mass exodus from the state, more than we've seen before. Because players don't trust Josh Gaddis' offense and development and his history. And additionally, I was told that Josh Gaddis isn't even that great of a recruiter. So if guys from the crib are not feeling the love, they are going to leave the crib. And I think Jeremiah is going to be the first one. When that Jeremiah commitment happens, I expect more kids from Florida to go. Malachi Toney, there was a rumor. That's the superstar freshman from American Heritage. There was a rumor that he was trying to get up to Columbus and wanted to and finally get that offer. He did not end up coming up, which is unfortunate. He also did not end up getting an offer, which it is what it is. He's obviously still a freshman, but he's one of the best players in the country, in my opinion. I want Ohio State to offer him sooner rather than later. I know Georgia has gotten in on him as well. They just extended him an offer. He's that good. He's the number two receiver on American Heritage, a very good school. And the only reason he's not the number one receiver, Zeke, is because they have Brandon Innes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. And when the lights are on in the big games against Shaman Madonna, I mean, he caught two touchdowns on some fade routes, so the kid can really play. That's going to be the next great South Florida receiver if he stays on path.
Yeah, I have him as that number one player in that class. He could be right now, and that's going to change, but he's going to be top 10 recruit when he comes out of.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he'll be a top five recruit. I mean, literally, bro, like they had to stick a Division I senior on him basically. And he still got his, like he's that good. So, and also at that school is Damari Brown. You and I have kind of pounded our own tables in our own houses for the kid. The kid can really play. I'm told he's 6'1" 6'2", 190 at corner, and he's the only corner this year that's held Jeremiah Smith in check, and that's the best receiver in the country.
Yeah, and
he's the only one. So, I don't believe Ohio State has greenlighted him yet. I'll keep digging on that because that's a corner that I think we should get in the class. While we're speaking about corners, Zeke, I just want to touch base on the Dijon Johnson thing because it is such a weird situation, one of the weirder recruitments. Where are you at with him? Do you have anything you're hearing from him?
So I reached out to a couple people about this. I don't know how this is possible, but I have him back to listening to Ohio State, and I'm starting that flow of – I'm starting to hear more and more Dijon and Ohio State. I cannot believe I'm even saying that. Like, if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have told you, no, he's a done deal to Florida. He is not a done deal to Florida. You know, the guy I talked to at Florida, he keeps telling me, like, yeah, he was supposed to commit like 2 weeks ago, nothing. So, and then he's on Twitter liking everything Ohio State. He does have a family situation he's trying to take care of. But Ohio State can help him in those situations to get that taken care of. So, in my opinion, Ohio State's not out. It's the most wild thing. So is it going to get to the point where they're picking between Damari and him?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you take both?
I don't think you have enough room unless you believe one of the cornerback spots is going to be pushed out to safety, or I guess inside to safety. But Jordan Matthews is really good. Hunt is really good.
Hunt has just held a kid to what? One catch for -4 yards. He held a 5-star receiver to that last Friday.
Yeah, that was a little bit overhyped. A little bit overhyped because a lot of in certain packages where Cook would cook, they helped him. They double covered him or bracketed him. There was one time he did get burnt on a go route, and the quarterback didn't place the ball well. Sorry, I got the hiccups. There was also a situation where he just balled out. So he is a really good player, and I think he should move into that top 75 overall recruit in this class. So you have a lot of talent coming in next year. So I think you can only take one guy.
We only took 21 players last year. We should have room to take 25 here. So if we don't win another offensive line, I could see a world where they want to take both, unless – so that'll push somebody if someone will end up getting like spooked and leave. But I mean, we'll see. So right now we're sitting at 20 commits. I don't know who we're going to get. I would like to take both corners just because our corner depth is so thin this year. Obviously it's super well documented. But you know how it goes. So, all right, Zeke, what else you got? I forgot my train of thought there.
You're good. Well, I want to talk about Iowa. Iowa visit is becoming a little bit, you know, definitely a hit. I know they're trying to work on Samson being there. I still have him coming for the Michigan game, which I'm happy with because that environment will be insane. But for the Iowa game, I have James Smith coming in town with his other five-star teammate, Q Rusal. Right now, they're both guys from Montgomery, Alabama. They play on the same team. They have publicly came out and said that they're a package deal. Wherever one goes, the other one will follow. I like Q Rusal a lot. I think he could be a linebacker more than an edge. So it really doesn't matter. We can still pick up those other two five-star DNs and pick him up. He is a lean to Bama right now, but they're picking up a lot of talent.
In on the D-line especially, right?
Yeah. So, you know, at what time, what point does it, the numbers don't make sense? James Smith, on the other hand, D-tackle, he's 6'4", 310, SEC D-tackle, five-star, you know, 14th overall recruit in the composite. So big-time player. I feel like you have to, you know, roll out the red carpet. I'm really paying attention closely. If they land on campus at Ohio State, Ohio State has a chance. If they don't, that for that game and reschedule for the quote-unquote Michigan game, they're never coming. It's not going to happen.
It doesn't feel like Ohio State has a chance with them right now, at least for me. Or it doesn't feel like a realistic chance, but I am kind of looking and paying attention closely because Bama is picking up so much talent. And Bama's class is going to fill up here.
Yeah.
But they always oversign and process kids anyway.
Yeah, sometimes I wish Ohio State would do a little bit of that, you know, sign it. Because right now we have three.
You can thank Doug Archie for that.
Yeah, I mean, I heard some horrible stuff. I'm not going to go into details. But, you know, we have three scholarship kickers. Why the heck do we have, you know, why? You got to use one of the scholarship kickers on a corner, especially right now. So we'll see. But I still have Jordan Hall confirmed to Ohio State visit for November 25th. I want to follow up on that. I'm paying attention very closely. I know there's a crystal ball to Georgia. I'm not buying it completely yet that, you know, he's a done deal to Georgia at all. I think there's definitely there's a lot of Ohio State chatter. And the guy that posted it is from Florida State. So we'll see how that goes.
Bama's right now sitting at 23 kids. So
yeah, they'll sign 29.
You think they'll sign 29?
Yeah, that's their class is 29 is what I heard the number. And that was the number that was going on their messaging boards.
That's insane. They oversigned they know half these kids are going to transfer, Zeke. Like, they have two top 100 quarterbacks.
Yep. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of craziness coming up. You know,
December 5th.
It will be a lot of craziness for sure. You know, Alabama is going to have transfers, Georgia will have transfers, you know. Does Sark stay at Texas? That's my other question I always love to ask. Like, you know, he's losing big games that he should not be losing at Texas. So,
I think Sark will stay at Texas for another year. I think next year is the real year to judge Sark. Because he'll have the best quarterback in college football.
Yeah. Notre Dame, like, if they keep sucking, you know, I think there's going to be some craziness. I think Notre Dame, for example, they'll lose Peyton Bowman. I think he's done. Mm-hmm. He'll either go to Oklahoma or Texas A&M. And that just feels like a Texas A&M late signing right now, what they're doing with their money. And I know that a lot of teams are coming after their receiving core, their cornerback core. They have quite a bit of linebackers that committed to them. I've heard, you know, Jaden Osbury, he lives on LSU campus. Like, literally, that's where his high school is at. So I know LSU has been trying to poke that bear a little bit. So I just – pay attention to that, those things. Like, you know, it's September 28th, 29th, and deep breath, everything will be all right in December. It's going to be some crazy shit happening next couple of months.
We're entering uncharted territory. Well, Zeke, I got nothing else left for today. Got anything else you want to hit?
No.
Caleb Downs still coming from Michigan?
Done. Nope. Not happening anymore. That's over.
No? That's okay.
Yeah,
coming.
Yeah, they fucked that up. Someone fucked that up.
Not ideal. All right, bro. We'll talk. I appreciate you. Chris, Drew, and Zeke have a little recruiting wrap-up as we get ready for Iowa. We'll see how this recruiting class ends. Menace out.
Yeah, see ya.
Some people think they're God.
N-I-L.
You're going to see more transfers, more mistakes made in recruiting.
Big Chris Drew.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
Chris Drew, Daddy.
Let them be commit 100 times.
Texas A&M bought their players.
We bought every player on this group. When people show you who they are, believe it.
All the NIL did was made it legal for a student athlete to get paid. Because this has been going on for the longest time. And then the really big school came in and built a damn house around the microwave and refrigerator.
They did.
A baseball card.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Coach Saban, Texas A&M, every guy they got. So you mean to tell me the man that signed more 5-4 and 5-star recruits than everybody went there because they love Alabama?